KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking outside the detention center that has been set up in the Florida Everglades minutes ago, saying deportation flights began operating from there in recent days. Before leaving for Scotland today, President Trump was asked about Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, who is currently serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. The president talked about his deputy attorney general who is interviewing her and about whether the president might pardon Maxwell.
Todd Blanche is a great gentleman. He's a great man. He's a great lawyer. And he's got a great heart. But he's over there now. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I certainly can't talk about pardons.
That's a second day of questions for Maxwell in Florida. More than 100 million Americans are currently under heat advisories or warnings today. The hot weather stretching from Texas up through Maine. France announcing it will recognize Palestinian statehood at the UN General Assembly in September. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One person is throwing their hat in the ring. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he will not be running for a third term. So the big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. His Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kel DeRoys may be on the short list. Here's what she told Civic Media's Shali Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run, too. Things are changing quickly. Of course, we'll keep you posted here on Civic Media. Meanwhile, he's still got a year and a half left in office. Evers is asking the Trump administration to reconsider cuts that he says would hurt the forestry industry and would be devastating to Wisconsin. The federal government is reportedly diverting up to $43 million from the U.S. Forest Service in order to pay severance packages to fired government workers. This is the second time Evers has gone to the federal government to defend the forestry industry here. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field. The first round pick catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains. Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Monday show, it's National Water Park Day, and we've got tickets to Chula Vista's Water Park.
And also check out our John and Gordy I Survive Atwood Fest t-shirt.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
And worst of all for Trump, it's not just his allies in Congress or conservative Americans. He's pissed off his most important base of support. Crazy-ass lunatics.
Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman who became famous for his horned outfit during the January 6th Capitol riot, is lashing out at the man who gave him a pardon.
Do you know how down bad you are when the guys who went to prison for you are turning on you? Like, I need to stress this real quick. He went to jail for Trump. This would be like if Nelson Mandela came out of prison like, you know what? I'm done with black people.
Daily Show, yay.
Yes.
All right. Oh, thank God it's that time.
Uh-huh.
That time we all wait for. Hi, friend. Well, hi. Thank you for showing up today, despite the passing of Hulk Hogan, which I know is a...
No. Although, I know it's wrong, but I am a little sick of hearing...
Oh, Chuck Mangione? Yes.
Who's playing Mangione for Hulk? Because he died.
Yeah, Chuck Mangione.
Chuck Mangione died.
Oh, Mangione died?
He died yesterday, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was overshadowed by Hulk Hogan, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't mean to break it to you like that. I didn't know that. When I tell you, I spent my childhood listening to Chuck Mangione, because my father was a horn player.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
And so I knew every note of every song.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I felt like we just broke the news about...
I know.
Like a dear friend. I'm sorry, Francis. All right, back to Hulk Hogan. Tim said Hulk Hogan ruined whatever legacy he had by being a fascist Trump supporter in the end. It seems to me he was always kind of a racist and a dirtbag, no offense. Is there been enough time since the...
Tragedy plus time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he just gave the speech at the RNC where he attacked Democrats as scumbags and libtards. He drew roars from a crowd of cultists. That was 2024 when he threatened to body slam Kamala Harris and made racist remarks about her ethnicity. He obviously got kicked out of the wrestling because of getting caught saying the N-word how many times, right?
Well, he was also upset on his reality show when he found out his daughter was dating a black guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She outed him.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
that's how bad it is. When your racist family gets him out, how bad it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Francis, I always remember the story you told about your daughter, and it really is kind of heartbreaking. Just tell us again. Because you said she always loved Hulk Hogan.
When I tell you, my daughter loved Hulk Hogan and then found out that he was racist, as you're almost like in her mid-teens, she was like, she was so broken. It was like somebody told her Santa was mean or racist, you know, because she was just, she was like, Hulk Hogan? She truly was hurt because children were told to look up to this man.
Well, you said that she said, Hulk Hogan hates us. So I thought he was for everybody.
Yes, she did. She was like, I can't. She couldn't believe it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, baby, I'm sorry.
That moment happens a lot, unfortunately. It happened with me for F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh.
Really?
Little Angela.
Because I was a kind of a nerdy kid who read a lot. And I was like, what?
F. Scott Fitzgerald was never a TV star.
Listen, let me cheer you up. As John Finkelstein just said, Candace Owens is getting sued by the people that invented the guillotine. So this is some happy news. So I'm just trying to cheer you up now. Yes, French President Emmanuel Macron has filed a lawsuit against far-right podcaster Candace Owens over her repeated claims that his wife is a man. In 2024, Owens boldly stated she'd stake her entire professional reputation on Bridget Macron being a man. Since then, she has repeatedly insisted the French lady. Man, I am so glad because here's the thing. They did this to Michelle Obama all the time. Mm-hmm. But, and look what they're doing to Obama now, because they always count on that they'll never sue, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Can somebody explain to me why Candace Owens is going after the
Prince's
wife? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, first of all, who is tending her biscuits?
Right.
That's my first question.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is making Candace's? She is responsible for a whole region of biscuits.
Yeah.
Tim Scott was busy at the Fed construction site, so she had to cover his biscuits, too.
Well, they East Coast, West Coast, okay? And you don't want to see those two in the beef,
it's
okay?
East Coast, biscuit. West Coast biscuit war. Yeah. You know how it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's worse than the rap war.
Why was Tim Scott there at the Fed? Can somebody explain to me? Why?
To sit there and try to, he was Trump's hype man.
Yeah, I saw those numbers too.
That's what he said. Right, yeah, I saw those numbers too. Well, in fact, it's 3.2. It's not 3.1, it's 3.2.
I saw that number. I've seen that number. Three and twos. I've seen them both.
Epstein look over there, let's make the, what do you call it, football and baseball teams more racist like me. The former Cleveland Guardians manager schooled older fans such as President Trump who want the team to revert to the former name Indians. He said he looked at back at Cleveland owners' decision to rebrand in 2021 as a courageous move. He said, I was really proud of him because I didn't think it was real popular with a segment of probably the older fans that kind of, I guess, like Trump, why can't it be like it used to be? And I guess my retort would be there's probably a lot of people in this country who don't want it like it used to be. And if you're white, you're probably just fine. I mean, what? What's happening?
Your switch. Through switch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I turned my microphone off.
I was like,
oh,
it's so weird. Something's not right here.
Uh-oh, we've gotten to that point of Mama's
Grandma.
Corner when I forget to turn. Okay, I was talking about him wanting to rename the racist terms to the Washington, team and the Cleveland team. And just, but it was just the Cleveland, he's just saying, a certain segment, like older like Trump. I mean, have we just given up on that generation? When we talk about making a more perfect union, it's like he's almost just saying, well, all these older people are just, they're going to be racist. They want it to be like it used to be, right?
Yeah, well, I don't waste time trying to recruit at Clam Thank you. Rallies. Like, let them do that. Let them be what they're going to be. We don't need to be wasting effort trying. Can you imagine a more worthless use of your time than trying to talk somebody like Trump out of something?
Yeah.
Like,
so, also, if I own that team, which now we have gone from one brand, I've already just rebranded everything. Yes. Every yeah. uniform, every cup, every napkin. Okay, but now you want me to go spend, again, millions of dollars to go back to what we decided to move away from.
That's too much money for racism.
It's like Trump always goes back to racism.
Right.
Yes.
That's what his original, like, this is what this whole Obama, is about. Because it's like, oh, if they're, you know, they're mad about the Epstein files, but, you know, look how much you can say the N-word, and I hate black people, and that's his ultimate, the ultimate prize is Obama. How many times could he say, how many times could he say Barack Hussein Obama, right?
I mean, this idea that it's about the economy, and they have these kitchen table issues, and these people feel ignored, and they don't feel listened to, and they're worried about their families. No, they're not. They were racist, and the entire campaign is racist, and that's all he's offering. So, yeah, when we start talking about Epstein too hard, he's like, Obama, MLK,
other
black people around
cue,
here.
Right, on cue, death threats are through the roof against President Obama because they're accusing him of treason. This is what's in the crazy QAnon circles is the arrest and, what do you call it, at a prosecution at a military tribunal of Obama that they've been promised all these years, right?
That's right. And what I don't understand is why he doesn't understand that he is the person who chummed the water about Epstein. Yeah. And now, it's like teaching somebody else. This is the thing. When they didn't let black people learn how to read when we were slaves, and now we can read and understand the law, it's a problem for you. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
because we understand the law. It's the same thing with Trump. Now, you chum the water and you got these people excited, and now you can't turn back time.
No,
right?
You can't turn it back, boo.
Yeah,
they were the only ones. Yeah, it's so amazing to me that this is entirely of their own making.
Yeah, Well, and I just, we talked to John Bugelsang, and I don't know if you heard it, but this goes to the point you make every single week. Frangela, he said last night on SiriusXM, we had a woman caller from Kentucky claim that Trump was the greatest POTUS ever. It took less than 90 seconds of polite questions for her to call Obama the N-word. And that's MAGA. Without racism, Trump would just be another rich civilian raping underage girls with Epstein.
Yep.
That's exactly it. That is the power of his presidency. That is the power of this so-called MAGA movement. And acting like it's anything other than that is I think that we get into this, the Democrats and messaging and we need to do, I'm like, no, just don't be racist. Just come out here and say that being a bad person is bad. Just have values and stick to them. Yeah. You know, like that's, and it shouldn't be too hard. That you would think he's an adjudicated sexual assaulter, 34-count felon.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Hulk Hogan is a perfect example. Of course he's a huge Trump supporter. it's what do they call it? Your confirmation bias, He hates the same people you hate, right?
Exactly. And every piece of information, this is the thing about conspiracy theorists. They can't be satisfied, right?
No, not
and
never.
So utilizing them is a very, I think where he's, Trump administration, they're seeing the perils of having crazy people be the engine of your mechanism. Yeah. It's like, wait.
Yeah. Now, before we go to break, I'm just checking. This is my ass and this is my elbow. And that's my microphone switch here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Make sure you turn it off so that people don't hear what you say during the commercial break.
Okay. Got it.
I thought I was going crazy too.
I was like,
me too.
I was pushing my headphones against my ears. So quiet?
My question would be, how and when did I turn my microphone switch off? Okay.
Did you ever turn it off?
Yeah, probably that. Because you can still hear it even if it's off.
You were being picked up through everybody else's mic in here, I think.
Mm.
But it was soft.
Yeah. Grandma's very confused. Oh. Okay.
It's time for the old radio home.
You know what? We're going to do a tutorial in the break.
It's time for a place for Steffi. Yeah. Okay. 1919.
Oh, God.
I'm the woman in that commercial where I was like, you told me that three times already.
Uh-huh.
I still think that girl's a bitch. Okay. Shut up. We're all getting old and forgetful.
Oh, boy.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Okay, I do remember what is the only progressive phone company in the world, and that is Credo Mobile.
That's right.
They have been not bending the knee way before South Park, way before Stephen Colbert. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever. Right? Look at South Park taking up the torch after for Stephen Colbert. This is what they do. They have everybody's back that is under attack right now, and you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching is so easy. Go to credomobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, ZPAW is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stephanie Miller.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound.
Your mic is on.
I talk into this end?
I've only been doing this a minute. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Frangela. Uh-oh. Well, this will put an end to this whole Epstein thing, Frangela. Trump demands reporters stop talking to him about Epstein. I have nothing to do with the guy.
Oh, stop it. That's everybody go stop.
That's how you do it.
He seems more innocent by the minute, doesn't he?
Stop talking about us!
I mean, how obvious does this cover-up have to be? He sends his former personal lawyer to talk to the sex trafficker who, the only way she gets out of prison if she says what, you know, he wants. And then her lawyer is a buddy of Trump's lawyer. I mean, and did you see yesterday? They gave her a giant box of stuff. Like, what is in that? Getting our story straight material? Like,
they gave her some evidence that she could find in her cell.
That was
you
dark.
You know what? If I were her, I would be far more excited about finding that box in my cell rather than death.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is the thing. I believe that's what the message is that you could end up like Epstein or take this box of materials and learn them.
I don't know why. Why can't they just Zoom or call? It so clear to all of us what's happening.
You know, well, yeah, obviously, if it was like a real up on the up and up, you'd video it. There'd be a court reporter.
Yes.
I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. But, you know, what Jasmine Crockett brought up, the same thing we've brought up, Frangela, is they're obviously buying time to destroy evidence like they did in the classified documents case. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they obviously edited the prison video after Trump was told he's in the Epstein files. Right. I mean,
but they're incompetent. Never forget that.
Yeah.
So what they will do, and trust me, like I said, there will be a file. Did I not say there will be a file labeled crimes I committed?
Uh-huh.
Did I not say
illegal?
Okay.
We did. Yes.
So what they will do is stuff like they won't be thorough. They're going to miss pieces of evidence.
Angela,
they're going to do, you know, get the pages.
That's what I said. There's 1,000 FBI agents that combed through these. I mean, there's going to be people that will go, they've altered these. They've removed Trump from this or whatever, right?
And it also, this is a problem when you have a conspiracy. This is the issue, is that the conspiracy theorists, they need it, right? His MAGA people, they want the info, and you are not going to satisfy them.
Yeah.
With anything else. Okay? And until that info says what they need it to say, they're not going to care.
Right.
So it's like, but trust that we will know that he's destroyed the evidence. That we will know. I've never doubted.
Well, we keep saying there's witness. Talk to the witnesses, not the perpetrator. Claim Maxwell's she participated in the child rape and she lied multiple times in her trial. Like, you know.
No.
Yeah.
I have a feeling she'll say she's innocent. Like, I haven't met her.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you ask her, she's innocent. And if you ask the people that she has been convicted of harming, assaulting, or allowing to be harmed, which she did both.
Yeah. And because you and I share a brain, we said the same thing. I still want to see her in that Sergeant Pepper jacket one more time.
Mm-mm.
Jackson.
Could they just take the jacket away? Just take the jacket away. Take the photo. I don't want to see it.
Trump seems, I love this reporting, Trump seems genuinely concerned about the impact that Epstein felt. Really? Do you think? He seems concerned.
Yeah.
That's a word, could have on him. The president recently complained he would be accused of, quote, some funny business in connection with That's not exactly how I would describe child rape as funny, but he
said he
reportedly said they're going to me anyway. I mean, he knows they have him dead to rights on this. It is just what other crimes, what degree of obstruction he is willing to commit.
I'm looking at the Supreme Court and I'm like, are you okay with this too?
Yes,
are you okay
they
with
are.
Pedophilia? Okay.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, because it's like,
what we all have to remember is there's somebody more important than Trump in that information. Nice. And that's the problem.
Right. More Fridays with Frangela next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh wraps up this weekend. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was back home in Wisconsin this week to attend. While here, he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion to modernize the FAA's air traffic control system. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector.
During Air Venture, Wisconsin becomes home to the busiest airspace in the world. Last year, the festival set a new attendance record. 686,000 people were there in Oshkosh. And this seems to be a new tradition when big acts come here to Madison. Coldplay donated keyboards to the Madison Area Music Association after their show at Camp Randall. The nonprofit works to ensure every kid has access to music education. Executive Director Dana Perry says they're honored to accept the donation. Kids haven't gotten to play on them yet, but she says when they do, they're going to be thrilled. And today wraps up Madison Restaurant Week. Dozens of restaurants are participating with specials on their menus. That includes Heritage Tavern, Tex Tubbs Taco Palace, Merchant, Buck and Honey's, Nano's. The list just goes on and on. Most of those are multi-course meals for $30. Some even have lunch specials for $20. Today is your last chance to check them all out. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently at 72 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I haven't heard from my constituents. Again, this is much more important to a few people than it is to the vast majority of Americans. Americans are I think, are over the Epstein case. They have been over it for a long time. It keeps being brought up, and that's why I think this, hey, man, just release the things, and this thing will go away, and put it in our rearview mirror. We got a lot more important things to do.
Yes, America's. That's, well, who's that Republican? Carlos Jimenez from Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Don't. It's nobody's even thinking about it anymore.
What was the latest poll? Bringing it up.
Yeah.
All they did was bring it up.
Right. Nobody thought about it until they ran on it during the last campaign.
That's right.
I think the latest poll I saw, nearly 90% of Americans.
Now we can.
Want to see, you know, think this is being covered up and want the, you know, the truth. I keep saying, Frangela, I want to get your take. I don't know what Mike Johnson's up to. I do not know if this coup story is really what the real story. J.D. Vance meeting with the Murdochs and, you know, they've decided, you know. Because Mike Johnson, I'm like, he's a little like, feels like he's playing both ends of this, but here he is.
We want full transparency. We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads.
I mean, I think even they know, if he's revealed to be a child rapist in the Oval Office, I mean, it is going to be whatever, 25th Amendment resigning for health issues, something.
Here's what I've noticed about Mike Johnson is he said that to CBS News.
Right.
When he's on with Fox News or Newsmax or something like that, he says something different.
Yeah.
So he's playing to each audience.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have no integrity.
No,
they just say whatever they
have
to say to get out of the moment.
And he talked about Ghislaine Maxwell being a perjurer, you know, and if she comes to Congress, and I'm like, oh, so they're trying to hedge their bets just in case she tells the truth, you know, like, you know, they're ready to call her a liar. I mean, anything, it's all about protecting Trump no matter what, right? I mean,
no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what. What I don't understand is treating this convicted pedophile and child trafficker like she can give testimony.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why we even...
Right. They have the testimony under oath. It's in the it's in the files.
like what?
We did this. This happened.
She's convicted.
Yeah. Yeah. Here is Zinke.
Ryan Zinke. Yes.
Zinke. Oh, okay.
I've talked to Pam Bondi. The list, as I understand it, is a victim list. Remember, you have horrendous crimes with children. And so just necessarily knowing someone is not criminal, but I just don't think that everyone's looking for this golden nugget. And it just reminds me of the Russian collusion. There's nothing there, I can assure you, with the President of the United States that would lead to any other conclusion that he knew him.
Yes.
Okay.
This is something about child trafficking. You have to traffic them to someone.
Right. Yes.
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 Like, it can't just be the two traffickers.
Yeah.
And the victim.
But this is what they're going to try to do. It's like, oh, only Trump is he's totally innocent. Everyone else in there, Bill Clinton, anybody else is in there. Totally, but Trump was just, I mean, this is what they're going to try. You can see ahead of time what their next ridiculous thing is going to be. This is Tim Burchett, Republican, Tennessee.
I don't think he's all over the files because he knew the guy.
Oh.
In Palm Beach or wherever the heck that is. I've never been there. I've never been to, never been invited down to the president's pad down in Florida. You know, it's a small knit little community. Yeah, he knew him.
Oh, of pedophiles.
Yes.
Right. That's the other thing I said. Small knit community is.
Yeah, they lived a mile from each other. I mean, this may have happened, you know, seems like there's some evidence that happened at Mar-a-Lago, too, not just on Epstein Island, you know.
Right, you mean throw a party just for Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. And we're saying it seems like things are pointing toward that they were like partners in this. I mean, I think there is a lot more to come out still, you know.
The only way to read that birthday message is terrible secret, we are pedophiles, or they were lovers. That's the only way I can read that message.
We were talking about everything seems so suspicious. Trump wildly U-turns on his threats against Elon Musk. Weeks after he threatened Musk's government contracts, he made a 180, is now insisting he wants the Tesla chief to thrive. He said his large-scale subsidies are safe. Well, because Jeffrey Epstein was the first one to say he's in the Epstein files,
yes!
You know? So it's like literally everything is shut up about the me in the Epstein files, right? I mean, he's giving bribes out like candy now, it appears.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is also what I don't understand is, do you think that 30 days are going to make us forget?
Yeah.
Do you think
right.
he really does think that he's going to be able to change the subject between now and September?
Yeah.
What I really don't understand here is that there are survivors, victims, who have said that Donald Trump groped them.
Yes.
There are. Yeah, so thank why, you. You know, them. Why well, we need the file,
you know,
bring them in.
We're having
talk to them. Believe them.
I've been DMing with E. Jean Carroll, who hopefully we'll have on next week. And, you know, she's expressed a lot of sympathy for all of these girls because, you know, she had the money and the wherewithal and connections to be able to do what she did. These girls, I mean, and I keep saying it, Frances, because you have a daughter. Stop saying women. They were children. Yeah. They may be women now, but they were children, you know.
Yes.
So
I don't like saying sex trafficking because the reality is it was pedophilia and rape.
Right.
Like, these are children.
Right. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela.
Oh, good morning. Long time no see and talk to, Frangela. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
You almost changed my subject. You know, a story. You know when that dude, they were talking about the cost overrun for the building?
Oh,
yes.
Did you see that clip?
The Fed chair, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, CBS actually trimmed the clip when the guy made him look like an idiot. They literally did that. This is like some darn 1984 thing. And,
this is what they just said. CBS News is going to go right now. They promised that they will. They promised the FCC chair, basically, right? To get this merger
if you
to go
read
through.
The, yeah. Yes, if you read the full measure of what they promised, in addition to that, they're doing things like removing DEI programs.
Yeah.
As you just mentioned, screwing it more, right? I mean, there's a whole list I don't have time to do, but I'm literally jaw-dropped at the things that CBS has done. They're no longer a news organization.
Yeah.
I will not watch anything except for maybe South Park to see them skewer them. But
exactly. I mean, he completely pants Trump. Like, he's the head of the Fed. He's probably good with numbers. He just looked at the thing and he goes, "Yeah, that's a building that was built 5 years ago." I mean,
it's a part of the whole thing. No, it's not.
Oh, that was so hot. It was so hot. And you know, Trump
just got sexy. What did you think?
And he's 7 years younger than Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the other thing. What I loved about it, did you see Trump sitting there being like, "Nah, I got you. I'm going to pull out this piece of paper."
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
I was busy watching. I've got the smoking gun.
Yeah.
Tim Scott, all highlighted and underlined. Tim Scott tap dance next to him. Yeah, boss. Yeah. I saw those numbers, too. Yeah. I was like, why are you here?
Because he's the hype man.
Why are you here?
I need tap dancing whenever they say Tim Scott. That's what I was asking for. Just
there we go.
Yep. There he is.
On beat. I assume juggling biscuits at the same time.
Exactly. Okay. I can't. Why you got to drag him away from Marmalade? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? From his duties. And
can I just say, I love that Trump went full Three Stooges last week. He called Jerome Powell a numbskull. I just quiet, numbskull. We're broadcasting here.
And you know what's really sad to me is poor Jerome Powell, who was put into this job by Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay.
Can you imagine if Biden was like, "Who an idiot put him in?" It's like you did.
Exactly.
You...
And all he's trying to do is to keep us from going into hyperinflation. That's all this man is trying to do, is to save this economy and not have us go into hyperinflation so that they can do, what is it, economic easing, whatever it is?
The stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The thingies.
And printing the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Raising interest rates.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you don't do when... Okay, because of Trump's tariffs, he's explained it, because they're inflationary. By the way, here's the one reason, for Angela, I know you know this to be true, that why I feel like justice is coming, because they got that Chuck E. Cheese mascot. You know what I'm saying?
This story is amazing.
Chuck E. Cheese mascot dragged out of Florida pizzeria in cuffs.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I think this is a sign that Trump is
what?
Next. A Chuck E. Cheese employee in Tallahassee, Florida, dressed as the chain's namesake rodent, Charles Entertainment. I didn't know that's what Chuck E. Cheese
Charles Entertainment.
His full name is
Charles Entertainment.
I didn't know that. That is such a horrible name.
He was arrested for multiple credit card felonies on Thursday. He was working his shift at the Pizzeria Arcade when Tallahassee police arrived with an arrest warrant. Yep. He resisted, so he was unceremoniously stripped of his costume head and they put the head on top of the police car.
Yeah.
Yeah. the arrest occurred in the middle of a children's birthday party in progress.
Okay, guys. Really? The poor kids had to watch Chuck E. Cheese get arrested.
Get beheaded, too.
The picture of him with the head still on, just like, huh?
Let me say this as a parent. Do you know how much a Chuck E. Cheese party costs? Okay?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Do you know what you have to go through to get all those bad buggers up in that place? Okay, you got to pay that money. They got to get that cheese. They got that freaky animatronic thing going in the child. And if that child did not get to go into the ticket machine blow place. That's
Can
a
I just
travesty.
Say, is it wrong to hope that the arrest got violent and ended up in that ball jump with colored balls?
I think they took those out when they had the problems with the E. coli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been fun to see him with his cartoon head like, on, just scuffling the colored balls everywhere.
Too many kids were pooping in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved Chuck E. Cheese. I was such a narcissist. I would use my coins on the machines that would like take your picture and like put it into like a fake little driver's license. And I would sit there hogging the machine, just getting all the different like themes that they would give you.
I count entering a Chuck E. Cheese pizza one time for I don't know what reason for my decision to never have children. Because I was this is like some version of hell. This is some version of hell. This.
I like it when I was a kid.
Oh, my goodness. When my daughter was coming up at that age, when I tell you, every party
was,
because once one kid had one, every kid wanted one.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you how awful and that it is a rite of passage, because there I was sitting at a child's party at Chuck E. Cheese with Gwen Stefani. And I was like, you can't escape either, can you, girl?
No matter how much money you have.
You can't. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, girl.
Yeah, you got to come, too.
You got to come, too.
Wow.
Oh, who ratted him out? Who ratted out the cheese, I wonder?
Charles Entertainment
Charles Entertainment. Say his full name.
That's
say
right.
his name.
Mugshot. Charles Entertainment Cheese. Charles Entertainment. Turn to the left, please. Take your head off.
This is why Dave & Buster's is better, though, because you can drink and get the same experience as an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, do they not have booze at Chuck E. Cheese?
No, they don't. They might have beer. No. They have,
I think they might have really...
Look at the horror on Stephanie's face.
Really bad beer.
Do you know how many children would stab each other if they had booze there?
I mean, that is the seventh ring of hell with no booze. Oh, my God. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Right, every home has that one spot that just calls to you, hello, come home. It's right for me. It's my bed. Why? Because it goes to your sheets.
That's right.
Goes to your comforter cover. Goes to your it's the bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, bubble cuddle. Okay, it's game over, man. I mean, who tries to sneak into your bed? Well, for me, they're all canine. But point is, it's a turf war, man. You got to get in there.
Yep.
These bamboo sheets, they're unreal, soft, breathable, keep you cool all night long. No more overheating or waking up in a sweat. You sleep several degrees cooler, and the bubble cuddle blanket. This thing's like a hug in blanket form. Faux fur, plush, midweight, ridiculously cozy. It is chic and nap-worthy. Oh. I mean, get out! Okay, Cozy Earth. Right now, you get a 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Once you try it, you'll never go back. CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. That's CozyEarth.com.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
This portion of the show brought to you by you. Waking up with a scritch, scritch, scritch in your throat, a little congestion, a little runny nose. What you got? A little cough, a little rumbly tumbly like me and Bella. I'm telling you, you know your body. What do? Tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you, I don't know, in this millennium.
Yeah.
Wait hours at urgent care. You go in with the ick, and when you come out with, Chris, the ick and the dreck. and also maybe the yuck.
Yep.
Whatever everybody has in the waiting room. Here's what I do. I open my medical emergency kit. I match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. They hook you up with a doctor as soon as you sign up. You start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. It's not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. I got my Z-Pak in there, man. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor and no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie. urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Oh my God, Frangela, I can't believe I waited this long to ask you about Hunter Biden. Preach! Preach! Oh my God, I loved everything he said. By the way, Joe Rogan is saying he should run for president. But he just, I thought he was spitting a lot of truth bombs. I wanted to get your take on it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the way that they have dealt with, the way that they have tried to deal with him. I'm happy to see him out saying things, not being shoved away.
Yeah.
Yes. You can only lose power when you give it away. And I am so proud of him for taking up for his dad, because he can't come out and do, Joe Biden is ill right now. And I'm proud of him, for coming out and being like, no, this is not going to be the narrative. We're not going to take it like this. And this is what you did to my father.
And he made a great point about Republicans stick together. They are presently protecting who they know is a child rapist.
That's right.
Allegedly. I still contend, had we stayed together, and had Biden's back, got him over the finish line. My strong feeling was always that he would pass the torch to Kamala in the second term at some point when he felt it, But
yeah,
I thought it was, and this is what I like about him talking about alpha liberals. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul in New York is also not ruling out mid-decade redrawing of New York's House lines as deep red Texas and Ohio move to reshape their maps through redistricting. She said all's fair in love and war. We're following the rules where we do redistricting every 10 years. But if there's other states violating the rules and are trying to give themselves an advantage, what I'll say is I'm going to look at it closely with Hakeem Jeffries. And obviously Gavin Newsom is saying it out here, too.
Yeah.
Frangela, time we stop playing by different rules.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're sitting here saying, I get to redraw my districts, well, guess what? There's some other large blue states that have more money.
That's right.
Yeah. That can do the same.
Yep. Every story is ICE moves to shackle some 180,000 immigrants with GPS ankle monitors. A June 9th memo, ICE ordered staff to place ankle monitors on all people enrolled in the agency's Alternatives to Detention program. The expansion will drive business to Geo. Well, you always got to follow the money, don't you?
That's right. It'll drive business
to Geo Group, the Florida-based private prison conglomerate that previously employed at least two of Trump's top immigration officials, donated over $1.5 million to his campaign and inaugural committee. The tracking program is entirely run by BI Inc., a subsidiary of Geo.
It's the money.
Yeah.
And to act like that there isn't money in creating concentration camps.
Thank you.
Is for us, and to act like it's just about the cruelty. No, it's about the cruelty and the money.
It's the grift. There's always a grift.
Yeah. This one. Trump will sign an executive order calling on states and cities to remove vagrant individuals from the streets and rehouse homeless people, drug addicts, and those suffering from mental problems in, quote, treatment centers. States and municipalities that already cracked down on open illicit drug use and urban camping, loitering or squatting and trafficking and tracking sex offenders will be prioritized for grants. I mean, he's basically saying it's okay for you to institutionalize people for being, homeless or drug addicted.
And who owns the institutions? What institutions are we talking about? Because
donors.
They're all closed. Mm-hmm. So that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Please. No, please.
No, you
please,
go.
Stephanie.
You go.
I'm just looking at the fact that we are going to re-institutionalize people. And I can look out my front window. We used to have a homeless encampment. Mm-hmm. It is gone. When I tell you I've been here a year,
yeah,
and the way that this neighborhood has changed. Yeah.
Yes, we said that to Mayor Bass. She's doing a great job. We love you, Frangela. Get the final word. Get Idiot of the Week.
Yes.
SexyLiberal.com. Get all the shows.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is blue. B-L-U-E. Blue. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On his way to Scotland to discuss tariffs and to visit his golf resorts, President Trump said he could, but he has not given thought to pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
Ghislaine Maxwell is someone who is serving a 20-year sentence, a conviction for sex trafficking that she has tried to appeal. This is someone who wants to get out of prison and who initiated this conversation with the Justice Department. She's eager to talk. The question is, what is she willing to tell them, and what is the administration willing, if anything, to give her in return?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights have begun from that immigration center set up in the Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is considering alternative options now to ceasefire talks with Hamas after Israel and the U.S. walked out of discussions in Doha on ending the war, citing a lack of desire on the part of Hamas to reach a truce. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin